Zero.
Shame on you! Lawbreaker! Shame on you, Kevin DeLeon! Lawbreaker! Shame on you, lawbreaker! You're a lawbreaker, Kevin DeLeon! You're a lawbreaker, Kevin DeLeon!
Lawbreaker!
Shame on you!
Lawbreaker!
Shame on you, lawbreaker!
Century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you can very well imagine, in a fast-moving 365, 7 days per week news cycle, and you're on it. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things, like I said. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. In the third hour, we're going to be talking about New California, of course, and newcaliforniastate.com, the website there, all the things that are going. Grievance number 14 we're putting out today. It's all about the First Amendment and how the California monoparty system and the totalitarian dictator, Governor Gerald Brown Jr., is trying to take away your First Amendment rights in the nation, I might add. Because, you know, once it happens in California, the rest of the nation follows suit, right? We're going to be talking about an assembly bill that was brought forward that is guaranteed to destroy your First Amendment rights. And by the way, if you have a Bible in your home or you're trying to buy and sell a Bible in California, you can't do it after this, else people will be fined. It's a pretty amazing thing going on. Anyway, right now with us is Scott Bennett. And Scott is with us because he put out just recently a very, very important, I thought, YouTube that we'll probably dip in here in a little bit. And because of the circumstances that are going on with Donald Trump right now and also the circumstances that are going on with the Russia, Mueller, Comey, all this other hoopla, because Scott has been intimately involved in all this, as well as myself to a lesser degree, certainly. But Scott has, he's sort of coming out now, both barrels blazing about what's going on, and certainly in support of the president. But Scott, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Paul, it's great to be with you, my friend. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you put out this YouTube the other day, and it's very, very interesting. It lays out everything that you've got going in your book called Shell Game, which we've discussed many, many times in this radio show. And, of course, the relationship with Vladimir Putin and, Hillary Rodham Clinton, James Comey, just a few people to mention, and, of course, Barack Hussein Obama, and the treachery that they, you found out about because in your job working for the military as an analyst and certainly somebody who was tasked with finding terror financing during the Bush administration and also during the Obama administration, he discovered that certain people of the world were financing terrorism and ending up killing a lot of Americans. It happened to be Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the syndicate, and as well as other nefarious people such as James Comey. But you came out this recent, now in this new venue, in this YouTube that you've got out, really, I think, blazing, like I said, with both barrels.
Yeah, well, it was a video I made, and I put it out reading the memo that I had sent to President Trump back in December of 2017, and the reason I put out this video reading it was because they had raided Michael Cohen's office, and I thought, now they are scrambling, the deep state is really going to be lashing out, and I've got to get the video out of our conversations with Michael Cohen, specifically my phone calls to Michael Cohen and his secretary discussing shell game, revealing all of the terrorist finance, Swiss bank, Hillary Clinton, Covington and Burling connections to Eric Holder, Lanny Brewer, connections to Swiss banks and Union Bank of Switzerland, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Liechtenstein. All of these banks were involved with terrorist financing. And when they raided Michael Cohen's office, I thought, I better get this out because you never know what's going to happen. So, and of course, I never would commit suicide. So if anything did ever happen to me, you'd know it was nefarious and for what I do know. So I put out the video and it basically recorded me reading the memo and disclosing all of the Michael Cohen conversations of what we had and what Michael Cohen has and what this needs to be acted upon by President Trump, how he needs to use this. So this was meant to protect President Trump, protect Michael Cohen by exposing all of the parties that are involved with this. And fascinatingly enough, you know, some of the parties that even raided his office are implicated in this memo because you've got the senior people at the New York Department of Justice, a guy named Kazami, and the other guy, Berman. Now, Berman was the original attorney that was connected to Rudy Giuliani, and he was involved with raiding Michael Cohen's office. But then he recused himself from the case before they broke down the door. So the reason he recused himself is because he was connected to Rudy Giuliani. And Rudy Giuliani has now gone over to the Trump legal team. I anticipate he'll see the memo because I sent a copy to Ty Cobb, President Trump's lawyer. And the other guy who was involved in this high-level raid was a guy named Kazami. And he was linked to Deutsche Bank. Kazami is a history of, I think it was being the general counsel of Deutsche Bank. And all of this is Googleable. You can get it. It's on Wikipedia. So Kazami is implicated because the terrorist financing connects to a guy named Abdullah Aziz who lived in New York, and he was connected to Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy Giuliani was connected to these people. So what they've done by going into Michael Cohen's office and getting his files is they're most likely trying to find out and trying to get a hold of all of the evidence, all of the reports, anything that can link them to this Swiss bank, UBS, terrorist financing, shell game connection. So it's important for the president to know that because, you know, you can't trust anyone, and he certainly can't seem to trust anyone because of all the people that are stabbing in the back or causing leaks or doing, you know, undermining things to him. So our hope was making a video, putting it out on YouTube, letting everybody see it and download it so they could then take it and send it out to their congressmen, their senators, their media to just get exposure because safety is in the sunlight of transparency.
You know, this is the thing is that I really appreciate what you're doing. And a lot of people, you know, just sort of let it slip through here. Maybe they didn't quite pick up on the comments before, but you put this video out because in case something happens to you, like, you know, somebody kills you.
That's right. I mean, there's a long list of bodies that are involved with this, and I don't back down from a fight. I mean, I was in the Army. I took an officer's oath, and what I found, I had a duty to report, and I did, because otherwise I'd be guilty of misprison of treason and misprison of a felony, and it's treason because It involves the financing and aiding and abetting of our enemies, people that were fighting allegedly in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Libya now, the ISIS, Daesh, Al-Qaeda, savage Wahhabis who are beheading children and raping women and doing all sorts of raping and pillaging in Europe. This is the Wahhabis. It's not the Syrians. It's not the Iranians. It's not the Russians. It's the Saudi Arabians. And Senator Dick Black knows that. Senator Tulsi Gabbard knows that. Anybody in the military who served in the intelligence counterterrorism State Department or at the Army knows that. And I worked in all those capacities. So this was meant to get it out there to say, if anything does happen to me, let this be known on the record that here's why anything's happened to me. And, you know, the document, the memo that I sent to President Trump, about a 15-page memo, it lays out all the crimes. It lays out all the crimes and all the evidence that was given to me by Brad Birkenfeld, the Swiss banker who had been originally prosecuted by Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama back in 2009.
Hang on to this thought, because I want to come back about all the crimes. We got a break coming up right now. We're talking to Scott Bennett. And Scott Bennett is the author of Shell Game, but he's much more than that. He's quite a spokesman out there in various media outlets, including Russian TV. And he's been a very, very big vocal critic of American policies under the Obama and Clinton administration, and rightfully so. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard! intent on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And with us right now is Scott Bennett. Scott, we were talking just before the break about so many people that are involved in this whole scam, this whole scandal that's swirling around Donald Trump right now. But this was well before Donald Trump became president or, you know, candidate at all, because the people that you mentioned and that we've talked about on my radio show many, many times, the cast of characters, which globally everybody pretty much knows, you were outing and exposing as early as 2008, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And they were well known. And just as an example, if we can just touch on this one, James Comey, you knew about him a long time ago. And when you first found out about him, what was he doing?
Well, James Comey was one of the senior people in charge of HSBC, which was a Hong Kong, Shanghai bank, originally British bank, that was implicated in terrorism. Carl Levin in the Senate had written a report on terrorist financing in 2012, actually, and HSBC was the predominant bank that they were criticizing as a major funder of terrorism, money laundering instrument of terrorism, international bank involved with Saudis funneling and channeling and filtering their money through charitable donations that eventually, you know, get money directly to the bad guys on the ground, boots on the ground, getting them money and weapons and, you know, everything to finance their operations. So James Comey was associated with that. He knew about all of this material, as other people do. And, you know, it's fascinating and ironic and tragic that this person has been in the highest levels of government, in the FBI, in areas now that he's, you know, being taken apart because of his corruption and his abuse and betrayal of President Trump. So I think James Comey, you know, and we've sent this to members of Congress to demand that they answer, they interrogate these people, they include this subject in their questioning, in their filing of crimes. Everything that's just gone up with the members of Congress filing a letter for the Department of Justice to investigate and file a criminal probe into Comey and McCabe and these other people. One of the big crimes that they need to probe is this shell game terrorist financing connection to the banks that they're associated with. So James Comey and Hillary Clinton and Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and Loretta Lynch other people, including some of these people that are representing Michael Flynn, Covington and Burling, they all need to be thrown on the table, because, as we said before, this is like a game of musical chairs, and all of these people in Washington have been moving around the musical chair game. They've worked in the private sector, then they work for a presidential administration, then they work for the Department of Justice or the FBI or the CIA or some other group, then they work for a bank, then they come back into government, and when they sit on the seat of Brad Birkenfeld, of Union Bank of Switzerland, of Shell Game, just the terrorist financing component, then they're covered in red paint because now they're associated with these activities in these banks. And there's a lot of them with red paint on their backsides because they've sat in the UBS, Shell Game operation. And it's tragic, and President Trump needs to know this in detail, because the worst player, I would say, is, besides Hillary Clinton, is this law firm, Covington & Burling, that has tentacles inside the White House. It has people that have been associated with it or still associated with it in the White House. And it includes the lawyer who represents Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn's plea deal should be thrown out on the basis that his attorney has failed to provide Michael Flynn with this disclosing information that they are a party to the Clinton Foundation terrorist financing operation, the syndicate, the money laundering. Covington and Burling is one of the worst partners in this whole tragic saga.
You know, it's interesting, but you know, there's a whole cast of characters that you've got in Shell Game that are all coming to fruition right now. We're starting to see they're all on the stage. You know, you got Andrew McCabe, and let's talk about him for a second. He is the former FBI director who was fired. Actually, he retired forcefully, but he was fired ultimately. And, of course, we know he's about as dirty as you can possibly get. Now, but McCabe is married to the woman who is running against State Senator Dick Black for that office in Virginia.
Yes.
He's a state senator in Virginia. Now, the thing is that... when you take a look at this, there's more to that because they were going after Dick Black because Dick Black knew what you knew, and they're afraid about Dick Black coming out, which Dick Black is doing, and talking about all the things that you know that implicate Andrew McCabe today.
Yes.
Now, the wife, she was getting money from Terry McAuliffe.
Yeah.
And McAuliffe, of course, was given that money by the Clinton Foundation. And they were putting money into her campaign against Dick Black, basically, I think, to ensure that Dick Black shuts up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another whole mushroom cloud that is about to blow up. And, you know, Hannity has talked a little bit about it, but he's never mentioned Dick Black's name, which I think is a tragic indication of stupidity or something else, because you cannot simply mention Jill McCabe and Andrew McCabe getting money to run for a state Senate seat. No, Mr. Hannity, you can't. You have to mention Dick Black's name. Why? Because the man is much more than a Senate seat. The man, Dick Black, is a former United States Lieutenant Colonel in the Marine Corps, an aviator. He's a former JAG officer at the Pentagon. And he was the man who has went over to Syria. He's written letters to Syria. He has briefed Tulsi Gabbard. And he has said, we are on the wrong side in Syria. We are backing the wrong side. We are not... We should not be at war with the Iranians, the Russians, or the Syrians. We should be recognizing that the Saudi Arabians are the problem. The Saudi Arabian Wahhabis are the problem ideologically. They are the religious fanaticism that these ISIS people, mercenaries, believe. And I know that because when I was in the military, we trained on their ideological foments. And it's not Syrian President Bashar Assad. He's saving Christians, in fact. And that's one of the things that really offends me when I see Trump up there getting bad intel from bad people telling him that the Syrian president is beheading people. No, he is protecting Christians. Trump's getting bad intel from people that are pushing an ideological agenda. And the truth needs to be known. So Dick Black was the only one who went over there really and knows it and briefed Tulsi Gabbard, and he also knew everything about Benghazi. This man is an intel guy from the military, an old seasoned salt, and he's in his late 60s, 70s. He knows the real truth of war, and he knew everything about Hillary Clinton and Benghazi and the gun running and the missile running and everything that was going up into Syria through Turkey. And that's why they targeted Dick Black to remove him. That's why Terry McAuliffe went to Jill McCabe and said, we're going to put you in the race 1 month before the primary. That's why he also went to Andrew McCabe and said, hey, stop investigating Hillary Clinton's server and emails. Here's $700,000 for your wife to run. Hillary's going to win anyway, so you might as well be on the winning team. And Andrew McCabe said, oh, sure. And guess what? I'll add something to it. Andrew McCabe then said, I'm going to get Dick Black roped into a terrorist situation. I'm going to tell him to go contact a terrorist.
Hang on to that thought because we've got a break coming up when we come back. I want to set this up because this is how far-reaching and thinking these people have been as they tried to actually set up Dick Black, a senator from Virginia, and he figured it out, and he called him out on it. When we come back, Scott's going to explain that to you. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Bennett, Shell Game, and we're talking about, well, President Trump needs to be paying attention to what Scott Bennett is saying because it's pretty obvious in many cases the president is not getting the full scoop on what's been going on regarding terror financing and some of the people he's surrounded himself with. And certainly the whole Mueller Comey thing, the whole investigation, Russia, Russia, Russia. And the truth be known is that Scott Bennett, myself, and others have known that since day one that this whole Russian investigation is completely bogus for a bunch of different reasons because of our somewhat of involvement, me limited much more so with Scott, in the informing the Trump campaign and other Trump officials about what was going on relative to terror financing and so on. Clearly, if you remember, at one point in the campaign, Donald Trump started to say that the founders of ISIS was actually Obama and Clinton, and that came directly from the information from Scott Bennett. Okay, now, Scott, one of the things that came up, though, and I brought this up, I wanted to get to this because I think the key to this, and it points to something you were talking about Senator Dick Black, why people like Sean Hannity won't mention his name. I have a theory out there that maybe he knows too much and they don't want that out yet, or they just don't want it out, one or the other. Now, sometimes we've had these discussions and we've found out that they didn't want it out yet. Sometimes they don't want it out at all on certain informational pieces. But the story of Dick Black shows you at what lengths they will go to try and make sure that people are silenced as about what's going on. So Tulsi Gabbard, you know, of course, she's out now. She's from Hawaii. Yeah. I think she's a congresswoman still, isn't she? She's not a senator yet.
Yeah. No, she's a congresswoman.
And she came out in January, I believe, of 2017 and said she's going to bring out a bill and say there's no more terror financing going on.
Right.
Which is basically, from your information, from Shelby, right. She came out and announced that. We haven't heard much from her lately, but the Dick Black thing, why don't you explain the setup that went on there?
Well, it's truly amazing. Here's Senator Dick Black of Virginia, and he is contacted by Andrew McCabe's FBI office, and they instruct him to, or they request him to go and negotiate a release from jail a Syrian journalist that's stuck in jail in Syria. And they ask him, Senator Black, would you go over and talk to this group, the Syrian armed militia, and have them release this guy from jail? He's a journalist. And Senator Black said, well, I'm happy to talk to anyone as long as they are not terrorists.
Now, let me hold you up here for a second, because these requests, were these given to other people as well, perhaps to John McCain, Major General Paul Valley, and other people? Do you think the FBI, through McCabe, had influence there on them?
Well, I think they saw Dick Black as the major. He was the major target. How Vallely, I know, has been over there, and I know McCain has. I wouldn't put McCain in any positive light. I think he is the fomenter of a lot of these revolutions, as is Lindsey Graham.
Right.
But Andrew McCabe was a solutions guy. He knew the problem. He didn't want Syria to fall apart because it would all spread up into Europe. He said that, and I've interviewed him many a time. So Senator Dick Black was against all of this interventionalism and regime change because he saw what it was doing to the rest of the world, specifically Europe. You've got thousands of zombies, young men with backpacks marching across Europe, raping and pillaging and devouring the culture of Europe like a flesh-eating disease. So Dick Black was against that, and he told McCabe's office, the FBI people, I'm not going to talk to anybody who's a terrorist. And they said, no, they're not terrorists. They're good people. We work with them, blah, blah, blah. And Senator Black's staff and he did the research, and it ended up they were terrorists. Mm-hmm. They were bad guys. They were on the wrong side, and they were trying to get Dick Black to talk to them. Why? Because they were trying to tar him with an association that could be used in political capital to then be brought out in the campaign and smear Senator Black by associating him with known terrorists, and then Jill McCabe would win. That was the objective, and they were probably going to try and arrest him for that interference, too. And Dick Black said to me, Scott, these CIA, FBI guys are the worst in the world. Not all of them, but the bad ones that support Clinton and Obama are the scum of humanity who have abused their power to do things like this.
Now, let's go back to the statement about tarring Senator Dick Black, because this is what sometimes has happened. I know in some of the cases of some of the people that have gone over there, they've been pictured with known terrorists, and they might not know that they are terrorists, but the picture comes back, and it says, oh, you are associated with a terrorist group. That's all the tarring that they need, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. So they've got this down very well. And I know Vallely's got some photographs taken of him standing on flags and associating with bad guys. I know McCain and Graham have a lot of pictures, and there's a lot of material about members of Congress going over to Libya and getting paid like $10 million for a photo shoot. All of this money, of course, is being brought by the Saudis and the Qataris by Swiss banks, such as Union Bank of Switzerland. So we see this. We know the monopoly game. We know how all of this is done and the parties. But Dick Black represents a very special nexus, because Andrew McCabe is going to be investigated for his lying to Congress, and he also needs to be investigated for his activities against Dick Black using his office, using FBI resources to try and smear a senator, using fraud, deceit, in order to generate political capital for his wife and Every email that mentions Senator Dick Black's name should be FOIA'd. It should be investigated by DeNovo, who's always on Hannity and Fox. It should be investigated by Ty Cobb. It should be investigated by Jay Sekulow. It should be investigated by Tom Fenton at Judicial Watch, who, incidentally, we've been in contact with all those people. I've been in contact with Jay Sekulow's son. I've been in contact with Tom Fenton. I've been in contact with the people at Judicial Watch. Clayman, Larry Clayman, came out and met me, and I sat down and gave him a copy of Shell Game. All of these people know about it. Now, I understand if they want to keep their cards close to their vest, but I'm a man of action. I'm a fighting man. When I see this and smell it, I jump right in the arena and I start swinging, because the more I swing and the louder I shriek and yell like a Scottish barbarian coming from the Highlands, the more attention's going to be on me, and the more the bad guys are going to run, fall backward like a bunch of effeminate women, good women excluded, but these effeminate liberal Democrat women falling backwards and running for the hills. And that's my tactic, to attack, attack, attack. And President Trump needs to know this, to attack also. He needs to get a Inspector General Czar in the White House that can go into every agency and start researching this waste, fraud, and abuse. Give it to the White House Inspector General Czar, and then give it to the Department of Justice for prosecution. And President Trump also needs to insulate himself with plainclothes military special operations guys to keep him safe, not the Secret Service, but a close order executive branch detail that he can have from the Pentagon protecting him, similar to what the Secretary of Defense has. Trump needs loyal military guys around him, hundreds of them, to be scouts, to be recon, to be close bodyguards, to be close advisors, so that no one can get near him, because his life is hanging by a thread because of all this stuff that's about to explode. But we need to help him by calling Congress, calling the media, calling Hannity, emailing all these people saying, you need to expose Shell Game. You need to expose this Dick Black angle. You need to expose all this other stuff that is connected to Andrew McCabe, Ginny Rhee, who worked at the Clinton Foundation, and all of these other parties that are closely connected with the Clinton Foundation.
Well, we're talking to Scott Bennett, and we're coming up to a break right now, but we're going to come back after the break and get a little bit more details about what to do next in terms of how we all can participate and get the word out to the president and to other people, because it's all starting to unravel the onion, if you will, for all these people, and it's about time that we help that raveling speed up a little bit. Well, you know, I know, all things in time, but now is the time. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my My Pillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. CNBC report today about New California State. We will probably talk about that in the third hour. Anyway, with us is Scott Bennett. And Scott, how does Tulsi Gabbard, congresswoman from Hawaii, figure into this play right now? Because I tell you, when I heard that she had put out that, started to present a bill about no more involvement with ISIS and cutting off all funding and so on, I think that was about a year ago. I was going, wow, man, something happened with her. But she was spot on with everything. Have you had a chance to talk to her, or was it Dick Black who had the talking?
Well, both. We contacted Tulsi Gabbard's office and spoke with her staff and sent her shell game and all the material and debriefed them. You know how the phone calls go.
Right.
I open up like a Gatling gun. And I say, here's who I am. I was a military officer. I had a top secret clearance. I worked at Special Operations Command, Central Command, the State Department for Counterterrorism. I was in the Bush administration for 2003 to 2008, and I had a top secret SEI clearance. I know everything about terrorist financing. I did it for a living. Senator Black needs to know this. Tulsi Gabbard needs to know this. Devin Nunes, Senator Feinstein, all these usual suspects have been called and given the same pitch, and Tulsi Gabbard was given it. And Senator Black has briefed Tulsi Gabbard, on what he knows and his experience with this. Tulsi Gabbard being a Hawaiian lieutenant colonel in the National Guard, I believe, is probably one of the few oath keepers that actually acts upon it. So after we had given her this material, I think it was 6 months or so later, she comes up with the anti-terrorist financing bill. So she's right on the money, and Senator Black knows this, and we've debriefed him exhaustively on all of this stuff and talked to him blatantly about Andrew McCabe and this whole deep state setup. So they do know what's going on, and how they're playing it is a different angle, and how Trump's playing it is a different angle. But Trump's got to be very, very wary of people around him that have an agenda to destabilize the Middle East, to destabilize Iran, to destabilize Russia for the greater Israel project, thinking that somehow if they destabilize the region, it's going to make Israel better and safer and somehow save, Christian apologists who have this Christian Zionism theory that Magog and Gog and all this apocalyptic prophecy is going to somehow be fulfilled with this blind geopolitical military support of Israel. I think that's the biggest scam and blunder and heresy in the history of Christendom. And it's not in America's best interest for some of these activities. And it's certainly not, Trump needs to be very wary of people like Sebastian Gorka and certainly Nikki Haley and others that are pushing this line, because there's nothing good that comes out of it. And it, in a sense, it's flat out lies when they start trying to paint Assad as a barrel bombing murderer and beheader of Christians and all of that. He's actually the opposite. And President Putin knows that, because President Putin and the Russian Christian Orthodox Church is very big in Syria. They've been there for a long, long time. And I've said it before, I think President Trump needs to stop this fomenting of war in the Middle East and make a deal with Putin, have a summit in Reykjavik, Iceland, like Gorbachev and Reagan did, and have a second putting to an end the Cold War, so that both of the parties, Putin and Trump, can stand on a summit together and say, we're going to commit to working together. We're going to end the Cold War. All this nonsense about Russian collusion has nothing but nonsense and a boogeyman that the Democrats have tried to use to off-balance Trump and his agenda, to push him out of office. That was the whole purpose behind the Russian collusion. And let me say this, Paul. I think I would go into Congress, I would go into a courtroom and swear and testify that I think the reason for this Russian collusion story, the origin, the genesis of this, was because when I appeared on your program in 2015 at the New California that we're putting together, it was 1 month after that when I disclosed Shellgame. That was one of the first videos that was made. When I disclosed all of that, 1 month later, I was contacted by Russian TV, RT, and asked if I would come on the Peter Lavelle Crosstalk Show and discuss this. And that immediately went to President Putin and Russian, intelligence and military people to say, here's this guy, and here's all that he said about terrorist financing and the Clinton Foundation. 1 month after that appearance on Peter Lavelle's Crosstalk, Putin went into Syria and started to grab all of the money and all of the oil platforms and expose really all the terrorist financing that was going on. So Putin got a hold of this, and I think the Democrats saw that Putin got a hold of it and said, he's getting this information, so we're going to invent a Russian collusion story, as if there are Russian agents, as if Scott Bennett was a Russian agent just because he's appeared on Russian TV. I want to know all of that. I want all of that to be FOIA'd. I want every email, every discussion that's ever mentioned Scott Bennett in Shell Game, anyone else, including yourself, Paul, I want them to put that out and say, bring out all your documents that have the names of these people, because then we'll see that all of this was a desperate attempt to try and invent a Russian collusion matter, largely based on what we've been doing ever since. And I think Michael Cohen's phone calls, mm-hmm. again, is another important part of that link. They're phone calls that happened in 2015 and 2016 to his office to debrief him, to debrief the president, and empower the president with all of this material so that he could be protected. He could expose Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and everyone's involved with this at the State Department, at the CIA, John Brennan, Barack Obama. All of these people have, again, blood on their hands because they were involved in this massive terrorist financing to destabilize Africa and to destabilize the Middle East. And they thought they were going to win the election and nothing would ever come of it. They thought they were going to get away with these crimes because Hillary Clinton would be president. But Donald Trump, by the grace of God, has been put in. Yep. And now we need to hang all of them. Go ahead.
This is a point that's being brought out more and more and more and more and more, that all these guys were banking on and just saying blatantly, yeah, Hillary's going to win. And they knew that she was going to win, but of course that just didn't happen. And I know a lot of them were saying, "Oh, they're going to take California. She's going to win by a landslide." That's because of the corrupt election system out here, but also the corrupt election system in Nevada and so on. It didn't play out that way because people in the rural communities around the United States rose up and basically took her out by way of the electoral system. The college system. So that was a big victory, but now they're still trying to play it out. They're caught, Scott. They're absolutely caught and it's going to get worse for them. I think that there's going to be a second and a third round of information that's going to come forward, a lot of it from your work, that's really going to sink these people in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I understand the tactic of layering, you know, your operations. You first have to invade Normandy before you can take, you know, Italy, or then before you can go into Berlin. So, yeah, I understand the slow strategic advance. But at the same time, we need to be dogmatic, because anything can happen. These people are desperate. We know they are getting close to the edge of the cliff, and they're going to go stark raving mad.
Yeah.
Like stuck pigs, and they are going to engage in false flag attacks. They are going to engage in false shootings. We've seen it. We've seen the false shootings under Obama. We've seen Sandy Hook. We've seen the Boston Marathon bombing. We've seen the Parkland shooting. We've seen Charlie Hebdo. Now we've seen the Las Vegas shooting. All of these shooting events have a very suspicious fingerprints of false flags, of being artificially contrived events. Why? Well, you can just look at the military intelligence defense contractor budgets. That's how they get money, is by events such as this. So there's some very bad things that have been happening in America under Obama. The suspension of psychological warfare against American citizens, that was canceled under Obama's executive order declaration that the Smith Month Act no longer applies. And now, when I was in the PSYOP community, Smith Month was what prohibited us from doing any communication to the American public. And Obama removed that so that he could have military psychological warfare used against the American public. And I think we're seeing that in some of these false flag events, because there were budgets designed for that. So all of this stuff needs to come out, and it needs to be prosecuted. It needs to be prosecuted first in the public arena, in the media, in the Congress, so that you could have sufficient evidence and testimony and witnesses and document trails put forth and explained to members of Congress, like we've done with for the last few years. Since I came out in 2014, I've talked to congressmen, special investigators. I've emailed congressmen. I won't say all their names up front, but all the people that I've known and that I've communicated and debriefed, they are responsible for prosecuting this material, or they're guilty of misprision of treason, misprision of a felony. Now, Mark DeSaulnier, a congressman of California, I went into his office personally and sat down and videotaped it and said, here is this report, shell game. Here's what it's all about. You need to take this up front and include this in the Benghazi hearings and everything going around. He's done absolutely nothing, as many people in Congress have, but they can go to jail for that. They can be shot for that because it's treason. They can go to jail for 15 years because it's misprision of a treason, and it involves the death of Americans. Americans have been killed in war theater because they've been blown up by IEDs or missiles or bullets that were purchased with money that came from Swiss banks and charitable donations as filtering agents for money that gets onto the battlefield, as well as American arms. Let's never forget the 50 missiles that were taken out of Libya and sent up. I think it was much more than that. James and Joanne Moriarty were there and have talked about it. But all of this stuff was used against Americans.
Well, some of it was ending up in the hands of Leland Yee, this California state senator who was convicted of arms shipments and things like that through Chinatown with Shrimp Boy, as he was known. Anyway, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you and watch this video.
Go to ShellGameWhistleblower.com, and I'm on YouTube at Army PSYOP, and I'm also on Facebook, Army PSYOP, and the video is on YouTube. It's phone calls to Michael Cohen. It's pretty much gone viral, so you can see it there. But ShellGameWhistleblower.com is the best way to follow all this.
Awesome. Listen, Scott, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio with us, and we're definitely going to follow this with intensity, I might add. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And that was very interesting there, hour with Scott Bennett, Shell Game. And lots coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And we hope that we can get these messages across to the president. So anyway, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.